Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This chapter is it? Huh? This one. Yada Mukunda Bhagavan Mimamahim. Jahosatanga Shavana Shavani Yat Satkata. Tadaha Eva Pratibuddha Chetasam.
Tadaha Eva Pratibuddha Chetasam.
Abhadra Hetu Kali and Vavartita.
Abhadra Hetu Kali and Vavartita.
Yada Mukunda Bhagavani Mamahim.
Yada Mukunda Bhagavani Mamahim.
Jaho Svatanga Shavaniya Satkata. Tadaha eva pratibuddha chetasam.
Tadaha eva pratibuddha chetasam.
Abhadra hetu kali and vavartita.
Abhadra hetu kali and vavartita.
Yada mukundo bhagavani mamahim.
Yada mukundo bhagavani mamahim.
Jaha sotanva shabaniya satkata. Tadaha eva pratibuddha chetasam.
Tadaha eva pratibuddha chetasam.
Abhadra hetu kali and vavartita.
Abhadra hetu kali and vavartita. Yada mukunda bhagavani mamahim.
Jaho satanva shavaniya satkata.
Tadaha
pratibuddha chetasam. Abhadra hetu kali and vavartita.
Yada
mukunda bhagavani mamahim. Yada, when Mukunda, Lord Krishna,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
Imam,
this, Mahim,
earth,
Jahal,
left,
Svatanva,
with his
self-same
body,
Shravani Satkata.
Hearing about him is
worthwhile.
Tada,
at that time.
Aha,
Eva.
From the very day.
Aprati Buddha
Chetasam.
Of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed.
Abhadra
Hetu. Cause of all ill fortune. Kali and Vivartaka. Kali fully manifested. Translation. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with the poor fund of knowledge. Please repeat. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his selfsame form. From that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness. One can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself fully under the supreme care of the Personality of Godhead. The age of Kali ensued just after the Battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord, however, left this earthly planet in his own transcendental body, and as soon as he left, the symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhisthira prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwaraka, began to manifest. And Maharaj Yudhisthira rightly conjectured on the departure of the Lord from the earth. As we have already explained, the Lord left our sight just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight. Om Agyana Tamrindasya Gananya Shalakaya Chakshum Nitamyan Tasmai Shigavay Nama Shri Chaitanya Manavastam Stapatam Yena Vukale Swami Pukadamayam Dadat Swapadantikam. I was going to read about the Lord's departure from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's 11th canto, chapter 31. I'm just going to read the verses, it's very interesting. Sukadeva Goswami said, because, you know, we hear Krishna is Swata, Mopakate, Dhamma Jnana, Bisaha, Kalona, Sevashama, Shepurana, Kodinodita, that the Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen just after the departure of Krishna to his own abode, who is accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. People who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of the age of Kali will get light from the shining Purana. So Krishna is not here because he left the planet 5,000 years ago, but the Srimad Bhagavatam is here, which means that the Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna and will also give us light and knowledge and freedom from the effects of the Kali Yuga. So therefore, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the same as being in the presence of Krishna. So we should read the Srimad Bhagavatam very avidly and attentively, because that's how we associate with the Lord. Hi there. Sukadeva Goswami said, then Lord Brahma arrived at Prabhas along with Lord Shiva and his consort, the sages, the Prajapatis, and all the demigods headed by Indra. The forefathers, Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and great serpents also came, along with the Charavas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Kinnaras, Apsaras, and relatives of the Garuda, greatly eager to witness the departure. Greatly eager to witness the departure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As they were coming, all these personalities variously chanted and glorified the birth and activities of Lord Shauri Krishna. O King, crowding the sky with their many aeroplanes, they showered down flowers with great devotion. Seeing before him Brahma, the grandfather of the universe, along with the other demigods who are all his personal and powerful expansions, the Almighty Lord closed his lotus eyes, fixing his mind within himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without employing the mystic Agnaya meditation to burn up his transcendental body, which is the all-attractive resting place of all the worlds and the object of all contemplation and meditation, Lord Krishna entered into his own abode. As soon as Lord Sri Krishna left the earth, truth, religion, faithfulness, glory, and beauty immediately followed him. Kettle drums resounded in the heavens and flowers showered from the sky. Most of the demigods and other higher beings led by Brahma could not see Lord Krishna as he was entering his own abode, since he did not reveal his movements. but some of them did catch sight of him, and they were extremely amazed. Just as ordinary men cannot ascertain the path of a lightning bolt as it leaves a cloud, the demigods could not trace out the movements of Lord Krishna as he returned to his abode. A few of the demigods, however, notably Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, could ascertain how the Lord's mystic power was working, and thus they became astonished. All the demigods praised the Lord's mystic power and then returned to their own planets. Oh, my dear king, you should understand that the Supreme Lord's appearance and disappearance, which resemble those of embodied conditioned souls, are actually a show enacted by his illusory energy, just like the performance of an actor. After creating this universe, he enters into it, plays within it for some time, and at last winds it up. Then the Lord remains situated in his own transcendental glory, having ceased from the functions of cosmic manifestation. Anyone who regularly rises early in the morning and carefully chants with devotion the glories of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental disappearance and his return to his own abode will certainly achieve that same supreme destination. So, Krishna is still here, even though his transcendental form disappeared, because he's here in the form of his holy name. It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verse after Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Evi Kevalam, Kalona Stavana 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 Katira Nyata, it says, Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, that Krishna appears in the Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. So Krishna is still here. That's why it's important to come to the Kirtan, of course, chanting Japa, 16 rounds minimum, is essential. But at the same time, the kirtan is very important. And we see from the example of Lord Chaitanya that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was absorbed in kirtan. And, you know, he would dance for hours. Advaita Acharya was absorbed in kirtan. Lord Nityananda was absorbed in kirtan. They would have so much kirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur. When they went to complain or harass the Qazi, there was a huge kirtan, thousands of people going on kirtan. So when Prabhupada started ISKCON, he started with a kirtan. Because Srila Prabhupada, he took a great risk coming to America, because he had no idea that people would like kirtan. Now kirtan is becoming very popular, but at the same time, Prabhupada, he took a chance by sacrificing everything to come to America. And so he wrote in his diary, September the 13th, Prabhupada noted in his diary, 32nd day of the journey, cooked bhati khichdi appeared to be delicious, so I was able to take some food. Today I have disclosed my mind to my companion, Lord Sri Krishna. There is a Bengali poem made by me in this connection. This poem was a prayer to Lord Krishna and is filled with Prabhupada's devotional confidence in the mission that he had undertaken on behalf of the spiritual master. An English translation of the opening stanzas follows. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. In all the cities, towns, and villages on the earth, from all the oceans, seas, rivers, and streams, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. As the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, A flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava's desire is then fulfilled. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. The poem ends. Today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no means of success. So, except for Lord Krishna, there's no way to become successful. So the verse we studied today explains how Kali became fully manifest when Lord Krishna left the planet. So we can see how everything has deteriorated so much, because I'm pretty old, but things have changed so much since I was young. None of you would remember the things I remember. But Kali Yuga has certainly become much more rampant. Kali has been able to create factions everywhere. Everywhere you go, there are protests, there are fights, there are wars, even within ISKCON, we see that ISKCON, or the devotees who say they're devotees, and they may be devotees, they chant, because there's lots of different types of devotees. But even of those who know about ISKCON, there is so much backbiting and criticism. And, you know, I sometimes wonder, how is it going to carry on? So many devotees are so critical of the leadership, even though a lot of the decisions were made 30 or 40 years ago, and people are complaining, ISKCON this, ISKCON that. It's very sad to see, actually, for me. We know people make mistakes. Obviously, the people, the GBC, they're not perfect. Sometimes they make mistakes. But at the same time, you know, we have a structure that Prabhupada gave us, which is very important, without which these temples would not survive. And Prabhupada said that you will show your love for me by how you cooperate. So it's okay if sometimes people make mistakes. They should be held accountable. But at the same time, you know, when people throw out the baby with the bathwater, and, you know, seeing as Prabhupada said that ISKCON is my body, and that, you know, we know the example of what happened with the Gaudiya Math, that so many people, it just disintegrated and became ineffective. So a sincere follower of Prabhupada, we don't want that to happen. We know how much emphasis Prabhupada put on ISKCON, on the society. We know how much he begged us and pointed out the example of the Gaudiya Math. He did not want this to happen within his movement. So some people may object to what I'm saying, but it doesn't matter, because I feel completely convinced that, you know, ISKCON, we're all here because of ISKCON. People that criticize ISKCON, practically all of them are here because of ISKCON. All of them follow Krishna because of ISKCON. So, you know, ISKCON is short for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as we know, and If you want to have to change the world, you have to be very well organized. You could say, well, maybe ISKCON's not very well organized, but it takes time to learn from one's mistakes, because as we know, Prabhupada said that good intelligence comes from making mistakes. So, you know, even if the GBC made some mistakes, you know, they're learning. And so we should tolerate, we should be forgiving, we should be supportive, we should see that this movement is such an important movement because the Vedas are perfect knowledge. And therefore, there's no other perfect knowledge in the world. Therefore, we should really support the movement that Prabhupada created as a vehicle to purvey or to propagate this perfect knowledge. So, like when Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, okay, he was on the boat. It must have been scary. He's an old man. You know, it was a little black boat. It wasn't very big, not like the ships they have nowadays. It was small. And he was reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he was remembering Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiriditam Kalmasapam Shavanamangalam Shimadatam Bhuvi Gunanti Ye Bhuvi Dajana. That the gopis, they're saying that the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in the material world. So it's a fact that anybody who's intelligent takes shelter of the Vedas, because the Vedas, they actually are like the a light, or the life and soul of those suffering in the material world. We're all suffering in the material world. Everybody knows we're all suffering. We have this material body. We're living in the Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga's, you know, it's just crazy nowadays, absolutely insane. But taking shelter of the Vedas, of course the Vedas are unlimited, and the Vedas have so much to offer us, so much relief, so much knowledge, so much beauty. They describe Krishna, they describe Radharani's relationship with Krishna, they describe the spiritual world, they describe what happens throughout the whole periods of the day. Actually, as we develop in Krishna consciousness, it's recommended that we try, well, it should come naturally, but we think of Krishna's pastimes throughout the day. So all these descriptions are there of what Krishna is doing throughout all the different periods of the day. It begins at 3:26 in the morning, these descriptions. And it's very, very interesting. Sometimes, well, actually Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he says that we can hear about Krishna occasionally, like we might read the Krishna book sometime, or we might read of Nectar of Devotion or Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he recommends that actually, if you can hear, if you can remember Krishna's activities throughout the whole day, this is the best thing. So, you know, I can't remember Krishna's activities throughout the whole day, but I mean, at least, you know, we have this knowledge, the Vedas. And therefore, when King Prataparudra went to see Lord Chaitanya in disguise, because as we know, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't see him because he was a king, Lord Chaitanya is extremely strict. he wouldn't see him, so he had to disguise himself in ordinary clothes. So when he started talking, he recited this verse, which I just quoted, Tavakatam Ritam Taptajivanam Kavaviridam Kalmasapaham. So this is a very important verse, which Prabhupada was actually, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and it was his life and soul when he was on the Javaduta. So it should also be our life and soul, because we really, ideally, we want to become completely convinced about Krishna consciousness. And because Krishna says, Savasya Shaham Sanivasto Matasmiti Gyanama Pahunam Cha Vedaisya Savera Hamavidya Vedantakrit Vedavit Eva Chaham, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedas and the knower of Vedanta. So we know Krishna. By all the Vedas I am to be known. So we can know so much about Krishna, because Krishna is kindly, even though he left the planet 5,000 years ago, he is so accessible by reading the Vedas. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is so important because it culminates in the description of Krishna's activities with the gopis, with the residents of Vrindavan, etc. And the whole 10th canto, which is the biggest canto, is all about Krishna. In the 11th canto, the Uddhava Gita is such a wonderful set of instructions to Uddhava by Krishna himself. If you've read the Uddhava Gita, you know that Krishna is explaining everything about life, about how to do deity worship, how to celebrate festivals, how to think, just everything. So we have this perfect knowledge. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to distribute this knowledge. Therefore, he emphasized book distribution. So it's not that, you know, everybody has to do book distribution. It would be fine if everybody did, but there's so many other different things we could do. We need to do cow protection, because the books talk about cow protection. In fact, in the next verse, or the one after that, talks about cow protection. So there are many things that need to be done to become an ideal society. We have a long way to go. But it's all based on the books. But theoretical knowledge is not really sufficient. We have to show how to live properly. But in the Sharata Darshini, the commentary on the 10th canto by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he gives the explanation of this particular verse, Tavakatam Ritam Taptajivanam. So I'll read a little bit. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, the gopis said, who can describe the sweetness of the words coming from your mouth? It is indescribable. Even words glorifying your name and form coming from the mouths of other people are also more relishable than celestial nectar. That's far out, isn't it? So even descriptions coming from other people, aside from Krishna, are celestial nectar. This is the input of this verse. The gopis say, discussions about you deliver the highest nectar. Krishna, what kind of nectar? Gopis, topics about you give life to those who are tormented by the cycle of birth and death, terrible diseases, and other causes of suffering, taptajivanam. They give life to those who are suffering in separation from you. Thus, Harikatha is better than both the nectar of heaven and the nectar of liberation. This is confirmed by great devotees, Kaviviriditam, like Prahlad and Dhruva, who said, etc. My Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories from pure devotees is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss delivered from devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary joy of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Anyway, so much nectar in the Vedas in relationship to Lord Balaram. I was reading, because the Chaitanya Bhagavat of course, very important book with commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur due to our good friend Pundarik Prabhu. That was such a great service. Thank you so much that he got that translated. And it's a wonderful book. So in the beginning, Adi Leela, it talks about how right at the beginning of the Adi Leela, like 6-7 verses in, talks about how Lord Balaram enjoys with the gopis. This is strange in a way because it's all about Lord Chaitanya, but he's talking about Nityananda, who's Lord Balaram, and he's saying how it's a very, I mean, I can't remember, there's a long purport where he's describing how Balaram, he has his own gopis. So Krishna, you know, he is describing all this because Lord Chaitanya is a combination of Radha and Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is his close associate, and Lord Nityananda is Balaram, and Balaram also, he has his own conjugal affairs. So it's interesting, I can't remember the whole purport, but the essential part that I've derived from it was that Balaram's gopis are not as qualified as Krishna's gopis. It's quite interesting, isn't it? So, hearing about all these different activities, or even hearing about how Prabhupada was talking about Varnashram, you know, how society should be organized, how society, people should live. This is all extreme nectar, even hearing what the ideal society was. So we're trying to create the ideal society based on the Vedas. And because the Vedas have extensive knowledge, it's important to read the Vedas and to try enact the message of the Vedas in our lives. So if we do that, you know, we can have very wonderful, happy lives. And if we neglect that, then, you know, then the Kali Yuga will really swamp us. It's already swamping us, but it will get worse and worse. So, you know, we have the opportunity of followers of Srila Prabhupada who, you know, who had so much faith in the holy name, that we should have faith in the holy name, should have faith in book distribution. We see so many people that they get a book. It's interesting because I have some little visiting cards, a tiny little, you know, business cards with your name on it and your contact info. So I hand them out when people get a book or get people to chant the holy name. So somebody dropped one somewhere in Gainesville, and this girl picked it up. She saw it, and she picked it up, and it's got my email address and my phone number. She actually, she sent me an email. Now she's living in the Krishna house. It's just a little card. Just imagine, huh? Shelly. She's a nice girl. She's got blue dreadlocks. But she's living in the Krishna house. So another girl, in fact, who I met in St. Augustine, I gave her the card. She emailed me yesterday and she said, you know, I think I need to change my life. Please, you know. Anyway, she's very interested. So basically, going out, like Prabhupada went out, you know, we go out, Prabhupada left India, okay, we leave a ladra, we leave our temple, we go out and distribute books. So, you know, we should follow in Prabhupada's footsteps, you know, going out or trying to somehow or other make ISKCON an ideal society so that, you know, we don't have any valid criticism. Of course, a lot of the criticism is totally invalid. It's completely Kali Yuga mentality. But at the same time, you know, we have to try to become ideal, that people cannot find any flaws, like Prabhupada wanted to create a society of ideal people. So ideal people, just like Sanatan Goswami, there was another book, I think Pundarik put this one out too, about Sanatan Goswami when we go to all the different villages around Vrindavan. Did you put that book out? What was the name of the book? Huh? Muktura Mandala. Have you still got any left? I'd like to get one. Anyway, I read it. I don't know where it is now, but you know, it's very interesting how Sanatana Goswami, because he never had any disciples. Rupa Sanatana, they didn't have disciples. But he, you know, wherever he went, everybody loved him. You know, he was so popular because he was such an ideal person. So really, we want to try to become ideal, and the process, kirata hinandra palinda pulkasha abhira shumbha yavanakasha daya yanye chapapa yadapashvayashaya siddhyanti tasmai prabhavishnavaya namaha. So the association of a devotee is so powerful that can even purify the hearts of the most sinful people. So because we have the association of Srila Prabhupada, of Krishna, of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all these great personalities, if we associate with them, then we become purified. So therefore, we don't have to be physically present with Krishna to get the same benefit, or physically present with Srila Prabhupada, or physically present with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. We simply have to take shelter of their instructions and their knowledge. And then that rubs off on us, and we become purified, and we get unlimited benefit. So Hare Krishna. Krishna didn't really leave. He's still here in the form of his Srimad Bhagavatam. And so we just have to take shelter of his instructions. Hare Krishna. In fact, there's one verse in the 11th canto about somebody who takes instructions of Krishna, it's like having an umbrella. You know that verse? What's that verse? Beautiful verse. Anyway, the 11th canto, I advise everybody to read it. Thank you very much. Anyone, questions or comments? Okay. Yes? Narataka?
So, you just gave a book to that lady and she became a devotee and moved in the temple. It just, Prabhupada said, there's just people out there, they're just waiting for this. They don't know maybe that they're waiting for this, but they are, and just see how that happens.
Yeah.
I remember many years ago, and I'm talking about, you know, 46 or 47 years ago, in Miami Temple, Sukha and I were distributing books in Broward County. Miami is in Dade County, we're in the next county up. And on this, we actually were doing on the streets, you know, on the cars, stopping when the cars stop. And usually when at those kind of, people only give like maybe a dollar or two when the cars stop. So like every $5 or $10 that we collected, we could give out a big book. We had Krishna books, the big silver ones. And Sukada gave a book to a guy, and he became our god brother. He moved in the temple right away after that.
Who was that?
It was Rudra Dave, the artist. Okay. Yeah.
Did he marry Pritha? Is that the one that married Pritha? You know Pritha? She's got the...
She's got the... Ragatmika had a question.
Okay.
And then I have one. How was Balaram's conjugal affairs with his gopis a service to Krishna?
What's that again?
She asked, how are Balaram's conjugal affairs with his gopis a service to Krishna?
How is it service to Krishna?
Yeah.
Krishna wants him to enjoy. So he's serving Krishna by enjoying. Krishna wants us to enjoy. So, you know, if we have a kirtan and we enjoy the kirtan, that's service because, you know, even though it's service, it's enjoyment. So, but Krishna wants Balaram to be happy, so he's happy by having pastimes with the gopis. So it's service. Anyway, that's my, maybe Pran, you got an answer? Get in. Hold on, just wait.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a comment that there are two sets of girls. One set of girls in holy festival of Sankachura.
Yeah.
And then Krishna noticed from far one set of gopis are looking at Balaram. So that's one group.
Uh-huh.
And then when Krishna left Vrindavan, that time some girls are not mature enough to even dance with Krishna.
Yeah.
So these two sets of joy.
Yeah.
And Balaram was arranging for Krishna in his heart to enjoy through his body. This is Balaram, Seva Bhumima. He's always in a serving, pleasing Krishna, service mood Bhagavan. Mm-hmm. He is Krishna, but in a service mood. So that's how Krishna enjoys every rasa.
Sankachuda, he was like he was as tall as seven palm trees. And he had a diamond on a big jewel on his forehead, somehow or other fixed on his forehead. But he looked like Radharani. A tiger, huh?
It was belongs to Radharani. I never heard. But he said the Radharan is when she jumped on the Yamuna. That's after.
I think it's a separate jewel.
Yeah, that's after.
Okay, this is a question. Yeah. Question, Hare Krishna. Question.
Okay, this is kind of a weird question, but...
It's a weird question?
It's true, right? In the spiritual world, everything is present. There's no past.
What?
It's true that in the spiritual world, there's no... Everything is present. There's no past, present, future.
Right.
But yet, we're talking about... Well, Krishna gets up in the morning, and also he's got this schedule of activities he does during the day. So I'm just trying to understand, it's all present, but yet there's all of the past.
Yeah, but those pastimes are eternal. They're not debilitated by the time factor. You know, like in the material world, everything's debilitated by the time factor. In the spiritual world, those pastimes are eternally going on. Is it what?
Is there day and night?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not like we know. Is that your question?
It's
the first
question.
Yeah.
But it's going on every day.
Can I add one thing? It's very important. That question is very nice. Because when we talk about Sutta Satta, Pure goodness is not a physical location. Like when you say Canada is a north of, in a world map, north of America is Canada. That's physical location. But when you say pure goodness is not a physical location. It's another level of reality. So there is a famous verse that Nityananda Prabhu said to Mahaprabhu about King Patabuddha he mentioned. Say, Jadabi Ishatani Parama Satantra, Tatabi Sabhava Ho Prema Paratantra. That Sandini Saramsa Suddha Satta Nam Bhagavane Satta Hai Jahate Visram. Bhagavan is Satta. The existence of Bhagavan or Krishna is above these three modes. That's another reality, level of reality. Just like within our heart, there is super soul. That the super soul has nothing to do with the three modes. The body is made of tamogun, senses are made of rajogun, perception is made of sattogun. But within this body, the super soul is there, but that is in another level of reality because that's a pure goodness. What does that mean? Means that the body has a beginning and end. It has a begin and end. But the Sutta Sattva, the Paramatma is there, has no begin, no end. Time has no effect there. Time has an effect here, past, present, future, three divisions. So similarly it says that in spiritual world, just to increase the rasa, they have this division. But that division is not like here in a sense, like when Krishna went to play a pastime and he wanted to expand that pastime. After 1,000,000 years, he can come back and enter there and he change again and the gopis also will be entering, which you cannot do in the material world. In that sense, time has no effect. But there is a division there. It makes sense.
Also, this. Also, all the different. Did you get that?
I said, I guess we'll have to wait till I get there.
did you get what he said there?
Well,
anyway, the seasons are manifest all simultaneously. There's spring manifests simultaneously as winter. You know, there's different forests they go in, but, you know, they don't have to wait for the seasons to change, they're there all the time. So, you know, it's all inconceivable, but it's just, there's time, there's sequential events, but there's no old age or disease or, you know, Kali Yuga. Jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
Jai.